won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is Thursday, February 27th, 2025 edition, hour number two of Your Defending Fathers. With Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Yesterday, I had the news story that I reported on, the new website, mioversight.com. It is a oversight committee that has subpoena power that has been created by Matt Hall, the current Republican Speaker of the House. Yesterday afternoon after the show, I went to that website, mioversight.com, and I put my information in there and submitted an issue, a topic for them to look at. Dear committee, my wife, Victoria Bishop, was duly elected as the new Antrim County Clerk on November 5th, 2024, and took office on January 2nd, 2025. Vicky's campaign slogan was, quote, restore election integrity in Antrim County. And she won with 62% of the vote. Vicky took over after 12 years of Cheryl Guy serving as Antrim County Clerk. Upon inspecting our qualified voter files, Vicky has found that our qualified voter files have 23,279 registered voters. Per our 2020 U.S. Census, that shows that Antrim County has 23,431 residents. Basically, folks, 140 of them are not registered to vote. But 23,279 out of 23,431 are. However, according to the same U.S. Census, adults only represent 80% of our county. 20%, 4,686 of them are under the age of 20, 0 to 19. We believe that our current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has uploaded voter registrations into our qualified voter files of people who no longer live in our county or have died as previous residents in our county and have been added back in. Additionally, we have numerous vacant lots with street addresses. Lakes of the North, Cheney Creek Resort, and others that may have registered voters in our qualified voter files, even though there's no house there. Could you please begin an investigation of Antrim County's qualified voter files by working with my wife, Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. You can contact her at her office at 231-533-6353 or by her personal email address. acclerkvbishop@gmail.com. Then I closed it. I signed the letter, the submission to the website, respectfully requested and submitted by trucker Randy Bishop, cell phone text number 231-360-5140. Well, it was kind of interesting because I got a response from one of the committee members, and she referred me to another committee. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Having just read my submission that I submitted to the mioversight.com website, triggered a response from Angela Regas. state representative downstate. She's one of the members that I sent the information to. I also sent it to Jay DeBoyer. He is the chair of that oversight committee. I sent it to State Representative Steve Cara and State Representative Josh Shriver. Well, so far, Angela was the only one to respond to me directly. After reviewing the submission, she texted me. And she said, thank you for the submission. I'll definitely bring it up at our next meeting. But you also need to reach out to State Representative Rochelle Schmidt. Rochelle has been appointed by the Republican Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, to be the chairwoman of Election Integrity Committee, a newly formed committee in Lansing by this speaker, Matt Hall. I reached out to Rochelle. She texted me back that she was getting ready to go into the State of the State address last night. Today, she's finishing up some business in Lansing and then leaving for the weekend and would get back to us next week. Quote, I'm very interested in speaking with you and going over these numbers in Antrim County. The problem is you have a county in northern Michigan, Antrim, where the U.S. Census says we have 23,431 residents. That's per the U.S. Census published report. That's the number. So when you take the 23,431 and you subtract the 23,279 registered voters, you're telling me that all of the residents of our county, except for 152 of them, are registered to vote. What about the children? I looked at the same U.S. Census report, and I looked at the breakdown by age groups, which they have. You can see them. It's very, very simple. All you got to do is go to the U.S. website, U.S. government website. It's right there. And one of the things that we're looking at in the report from the U.S. government website of Antrim County for the same U.S. Census that says 23,431 is our total number of residents, 9% are aged newborn to 9 years old. 11% are 10 to 19. I wish they would have broke that down to 17 instead of 19. That represents 11%. So under 20, babies, newborns to 19 years of age makes up 20% of our county, roughly 4,686 people. They're not even old enough to vote. 20 to 29, 9%. 30 to 39, 9%. 40 to 49, 10%. 50 to 59, 14%. 60 to 69, 19%. The biggest demographic are people 60 to 69 years of age in Antrim County. 70 to 79 years of age, 14%. 80 years old or older, 5%. Population by age of Antrim County, Michigan, per the U.S. 2020 census. There is no way, Because if you remove the zero newborns to 19 years of age, which I doubt all 18, 19-year-olds in Antrim County are registered to vote, our qualified voter file should have no more than 18,745 adults. And we have 23,279. I got a problem with that. I got a problem with the fact that the new clerk, my wife, Victoria Bishop, ran on restoring election integrity in our county. So I discussed it with her. She's crazy busy at the office. They're preparing for a May school millage in five of our school districts, her first election that she'll be running, and as well as completely modernizing the clerk's office. Cheryl Guy, the previous clerk for 12 years, only took cash or check. Day one, Vicky got the county treasurer to make it so that they can now take credit and debit cards, not only in person, but online. She's also had the IT department upload every single document you need to file potentially in the clerk's office. Renewing CPL licenses, marriage licenses, DBAs, doing business as an assumed name files, forms, are all on the website now. You can print them out at your home or office, fill them out, have them notarized, scan them, email them to her office, pay the recording fees online. Vicky has instructed the ladies in the office to print out your scanned document that you emailed to the clerk's office, create an original hard copy, timestamp it, record it, put the information on it, and mail it back after they scan it, microfiche it, and put it into the cloud for complete file storage within the clerk's office, and mail you back the original that they printed out from you, timestamped, put the information on it from the clerk's office, being received, recorded on such and such a day, library and page, and mail it to you for you to have the original hard copy signed by her, the clerk of Antrim County. Never been done before, ever, in the clerk's office. Cheryl Guy always wanted people to come to the county building, pay in cash or check. Vicky, with all the health issues she's been through, in basically a month of actually being in the office working, has put everything online. You never have to go to the clerk's office ever again in Antrim County. That's what she's done, and she started January 2nd. Oh, and we're just getting started. Some of the ideas she's running by me that she's going to do, I'm like, whoa. Do you think a businesswoman can fix it? You bet she can. Now, here's the other component to this. My submission was to Oversight. MIOversight.com. Check it out. If you have anything going on in your county, anything happening in your local community, you need to turn it over to these people and have them look at it. But Angela Regas recommended that I contact Rochelle Smith, and she is going to follow up on this as well. So now we have two different separate committees trying to figure out how in the heck we have 124% of our adult population registered to vote in Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files. How is that even possible? So, not going to have to rely totally on Vicky and Annette Marcus, her chief deputy clerk's efforts, working with our local township clerks, 15 of them in Antrim County. We're going to bring in the state. And here's the main reason. Folks, if it's happening in Antrim County, do you think it's happening in Mount Morenci? Do you think it's happening in Presque Isle? Do you think it's happening in Sheboygan, Mackinac, Chippewa, Luce, Grand Traverse, Charlevoix, Emmett. Do you think it's happening across our listening area? I can guarantee it is. Do you think it's happening in Detroit, Wayne County, Macomb County, Oakland County, Kent County? Absolutely. Our qualified voter files have got to be cleaned up across the board, across the entire state of Michigan. Well, Antrim County is going to be the tip of the spear. It was our county that Cheryl Guy made national headlines back in 2020 when she screwed up our election, which, by the way, she admitted in an interview with Gabe Gutierrez, reporter for NBC Nightly News, Lester Holt. They ran the story October 28th, 2024. If you'd like me to text you a link to it, text me NBC. And I'll send you the link to the three-minute story. When you get it, click on it, open the link. You have to turn the speaker button on in the video box. It comes with an X on it. It's muted. You have to click on it to unmute the speakers. She admitted she screwed up in 2020. She claims at the beginning of the interview that she was betrayed and she was used. Well, Vicky had a lunch meeting with the vice president and one of his other officers, as well as the sales rep for Election Source, and they claimed that the person that Cheryl Guy was referring to in that NBC Nightly News story with Lester Holt, that it was her deputy chief clerk, Connie Wing. I believe it was Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. I absolutely believe those guys were lying to my wife when they went to lunch together. That lunch was on Tuesday, right after the Michigan Association of Clerks for the state of Michigan held an event at Shaney Creek Resort in which county? Our very own Antrim. Annette and Vicky didn't have to travel very far to go and have lunch with these guys. And one thing you have to understand, people, this problem has occurred in every county, I believe, in the entire state of Michigan. There's counties, numerous counties, that are well above 100% of their adult population being registered to vote on the qualified voter files. Some counties, below 100%. I can tell you for a fact, knocking on doors and talking to people in Antrim County, a lot of people aren't even registered to vote. I don't vote. The whole thing's a racket. My vote's not going to count anyway. 10, 15, maybe 20% of our adult population aren't even registered, but yet in Antrim, we have 124%. This is just the beginning, people. It's coming. I'll keep you updated as we progress. Bottom of the hour news, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news.